Okay, with Sukkot coming on the horizon, I thought it would be a good time for us to begin some points to ponder for Sukkot. The first thing we have to ask is, why is Chag HaSukkos and the Zman Simchasenu that comes with it immediately after Yom Kippur? So Shlomo Zalman Orbach, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, used to cite a pasuk in Tehillim as perhaps a point of reference. Says Rav David HaMelech, Toras Hashem Temima Meshivas Nafesh. The understanding that the word of Hashem is pure, it is Meshiv Nefesh, it returns the soul. Rav Yaakov Emden commented that Torah moves the spirit in a person when it is Temima. But if it is not Temima, if it's covered in sin, then the Torah doesn't have that effect. And for that reason, Sukkot and the Zman Simcha that comes right after Yom HaKippurim, after the time where the spirit of the person comes back to seeing the person fully as Tamim, as a result of Mechilas Avonos, that is the ideal time to celebrate Torah Hashem Temima. And for that reason, says Rosh Shlomo Zalman, we have Zman Simchasenu 4 days after the completion of Yom HaKippurim. That is the time where Torah is the most fulfilling, and so therefore we can be completely b'matzav shel simcha. The Dachinom of Slonim picks up on the idea of Nisach HaMayim, which is yet another major theme that comes across during the holiday of Sukkos. And he says that the concept of Nisach HaMayim, which occurs on Sukkos, is based on the idea not of water coming down, but rather the idea that our job during Nisach HaMayim is to pick up the water from the ground. That is to say, water is like life. Life has many matters that tend to fall, love being one of them. All year long, it's very difficult to us to get into the deeper areas that we're afraid to get into, because we think that those areas are too dirty. However, when it comes to Chag HaSukkos, especially with its abundance of Ahava coming from on high, so then the fear of getting bogged down can be removed. In the same context, relationships can be repaired. All year round, we're too busy, we're running around, we're getting orangutan and all sorts of other matters. Come the holiday of Sukkos comes along and it inspires us to work on those areas of the Tahom. Gemara in Sukkah on Daf Yud Alef Amud Beis deals with the question of what the purpose of Sukkah is all about. Does a Sukkah correspond to Chag HaSukkos, the Sukkos of the Midbar, or does it refer to the Anani HaKavod? And two opinions are brought there on Daf Yud Alef Amud Beis Masechta Sukkah. At the same time, the days Piyutim and the Hoshana seem to connect everything back to Tshuva. Why is everything connected to Tshuva? If it has to do with the Anani HaKavod and the Sukkos of the Midbar, what's going on with all of this? So my Rebbe Rav Shechter Shalita would often cite Rav Soloveitchik, who explained that the purpose of the Sukkah was based on the fact that during the season, we remind ourselves, throughout Rosh Hashanah, Hashem Melech, Hashem Malach, Hashem Yimloch, Yolam Boed. At the same time, we know where Hashem is, and that if we want to find Him, we can, by going to His place among us. And that's the point of Sukkos as well. We go to Hashem. Now, whether they're referring to the structures provided by Hashem, or whether they refer to Hashem's protected clouds, that we remind ourselves that His dedication, Hashem's dedication, is to us uniquely. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu relates to the Jewish people uniquely, and that's what it's all about. By the way, parenthetically, the fact that we offer the Pariach Chag on behalf of the nations of the world is unique to Chag HaSukkos as well, because again, this great theme of the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is showing His dedication, and we are identifying His dedication to us uniquely as the emissaries of God in this world, is also significant. Now, once the Chet HaEgel happened, the Jews lost their protective status. But after the forgiveness of Yom HaKippurim came around, when Hashem said, Salachti Kedvarecha, and then on that very next day, Moshe Rabbeinu came down from the mountain and told the people to build the Mishkan. And within the next 4 days, all the funds for the Mishkan were raised. So then the Mishkan was there to serve as a renewed bond with Hashem. Says Rav Soloveitchik, that's also why the Chag is Zman Simchasenu, in that the Yom Tov highlights the unique kesher that we have with Hashem. So to sum it up, the concept of Tshuva is really related to the theme of Hashem Melech, Hashem Malach, Hashem Yimloch Le'olam Bo'ed. That said, we find it when we look at the fact that that concept of Tshuva highlights the idea that we can celebrate and appreciate our unique relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is highlighted during this period in time, either through the actual Sukkos or the Anani Akavot. All the issues are very much intertwined. The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos talks about the mitzvah of Sukkah as being a seven-day mitzvah, yet in Sefer HaMitzvos he identifies the mitzvah of eating matzah as only one day. When he discusses it in the Yad HaChazaka, he makes a comparison between the mitzvah kiyumis of eating matzah on the other days of the holiday and the mitzvah kiyumis of sitting in the sukkah on the other days. How come he does that? Moreover, the Baal HaMor says that while one can go without eating matzah for 7 days, one cannot go without sleeping for 3 days. And so therefore, one will need a sukkah throughout the Yom Tov, even though paralleling it to Pesach, one does not need to eat matzah past the first day. And so therefore he says, we make a bracha on the sukkah each and every day, leishe basukkah, but we only make one bracha on matzah only on the first day of Pesach. So why is there a difference between matzah and sukkah in that regard? Rav Shach suggested that when the Torah gave us matzah, it was an alternative to chametz. That is to say, chametz on Pesach is like treif all year round. When we eat kosher all year round, we're eating it as an alternative to treif. And so therefore we don't make a bracha, shekidi shalom b'mitzosa v'tzivanu lechol kosher. And so therefore on Pesach, we don't make a bracha, shekidi shalom al achilas matzah, except for the one day where we have a unique mitzvah to eat the matzah. On the other days, it's merely suggesting the alternative. But on the other hand, food stays kosher throughout Sukkot. There's no chetzah shel isur that we're alternating with. So the only reason we return to the sukkah is due to the fulfillment of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's command to sit into the sukkah. We're told, U'lekachtem lachem b'yom harishon, and it's interesting that Masechta the sukkah begins with the mitzvah of sukkah, and only later do we get to the Arba Minim. Now why do we do that if the Arba Minim are mentioned in the Torah first? So Rabbi Yashiv cites the Netziv's commentary to the Shultos, who says that not only is a mitzvah sitting in the sukkah a mitzvah, he holds that building the sukkah is a mitzvah. Rashi in Makos on the Ches Amar Aleph makes a similar comment as well, where Rashi says that although chopping wood isn't a mitzvah, asiyas ha-sukkah is. The Netziv explains that although it's only a hechsher mitzvah, building a sukkah is at least a hechsher mitzvah kasabat Torah. It's a hechsher mitzvah that's written in the Torah, which makes it more important than most hechsher mitzvahs. Ergo, says Rav Yashiv, the mitzvah of sukkah takes precedence as it comes first in mitzvah performance order by virtue of having the mitzvah written in the Torah. Therefore, even though Arba Minim comes first, the mitzvah of yeshiva sukkah begins with the mitzvah of asiyah sukkah. The mitzvah of asiyah sukkah can be found in the Torah. We note that we wave the lulav and esrog. We note that we carry a lulav and esrog as we recite Oshanas. So it's pointed out that we shake the lulav for Hodu Lashem Kitov, of course, but also for Ana Hashem Hoshiana. But we do not wave it for Ana Hashem Hatzlichana. Similarly, we recite special tefillos that we carry the lulav for called Hoshanos, but we don't have tefillos called Hatzlachos. And the question has to be asked as to why not. So if Gedaliah Dov Schwartz, Shalita, the famous Bezdin of the Bezdin of America and the Bezdin of Chicago, the CRC, quotes from Shlomo Drillman, who quotes the Baranovich HaMashgiach, Rav Yisrael Yaakov Lubitschansky, Hashem Yinkom Domov, who said that the concept of Yeshua, or Ana Hashem Hoshiana, saving Jews, refers to our tefillah that Hashem save all different types of Jewish people, in concert with the Medrash that identifies all the Dalet Minim as being representative of all the different types of people. And quite honestly, says Rav Yisrael Yaakov, that we all need help. And so therefore we say Hoshia, and all of us come together. But when it comes to Hatzlacha, if we were to be carrying everyone together, all the different Minim together, we wouldn't want to wish the wicked Hatzlacha in their endeavors. And so as a result, we don't turn around and carry the Lulav and Esrog for them as well. We read the Book of Kohelas, traditionally, on Shabbos Chol HaMoed Sukkos. And the famed Rav of Ramat Gan, Rav Yaakov Ariel Shalita, noted that Chazal wanted to put Kohelas into Geniza because it raised tough questions when the answers weren't complete. He says it's very interesting. Raivin, and there is a machlokas between the Rambam and the Raivin in regard to matters of Emuna, where the Raivin challenges the Rambam as to why he raises the philosophical questions, when it would have been better for him to let sleeping dogs lie. The Ravid and the people in Provence in his day wouldn't want to rock the core of their Amunah with questions. So they decided that the Rambam's way was not ideal. But Chazal decided that the Rambam's way was better, to recognize that questions exist, as do the answers as well. So Rav Ariel adds that Koheles predates his times. The same questions of faith appear in our world today. But our job is not to be swayed by the challenges to our faith through questions of science and culture, nor through the pursuit of hedonism. In the end of the day, man who studies these things with a sense of earnestness and honesty will come around to recognize that in the end, Emunah is all that matters. Let me close with one thought about Simchas Torah. In the regard to the Kriyas HaTorah of Simchas Torah, we read in Zos HaBracha, Baruch Marchiv God, right? That the tribe of God should be blessed. And the children of God selected the area of Eber HaYarden and instead chose to give up Kedusha Sa'aretz. Still, Moshe Rabbeinu offers them a bracha. So Shmuel Rozovsky, citing others, explains that Shevet God wanted the influence that would come from being near Moshe Rabbeinu's kever, as even Moshe's body had a Kedusha status. From here, Shmuel Zatzal noted that it's critical for each and every one of us not only to study Torah, but to be close to a Rebbe. That's true even after the Rebbe has passed on, because it will serve as a reminder of who the Rebbe was and how to act the way that he did as well. Chag HaSukkos and Simchas Torah are great opportunities for spiritual achievement and spiritual growth. If we make these things paramount in our minds, we certainly will be zoche to great things as well. Chag Sameach to all.